من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
Brothers, inshallah, today I want to get back into our subject of zakat. Zakat is important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that it's important. All throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions waqimu salat wa atu zakat. As you know by now, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran 82 times salat and zakat together.
If you're going to Yemen, speak of the book, then the first thing that you call them to is Tahid of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Tahid is Mutafakun Alayh. What Mutafakun Alayh? When they understand that, then inform them that Allah has made incumbent upon them to make Salat 5 times a day, every day and night. And also, Allah has incumbent upon them to pray zakat. We know that zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, and I'm going to start the hadith off and then we'll be finished. We know that zakat is one of the pillars of Islam because Prophet Muhammad said, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bunya again, bunyan together.
What does it mean to you?
How important
is the payment of your debt? Is it how important is it? Without something that is linked with the lack so often, one man is a hobby table. If you don't pay them the tax, you don't need them to lack.
So it's very important.
So it's very important.
How important is zakat to you?
It's like one of the greatest parts of
faith. We both agree.
Yeah.
I ask you for a third question. So then, is it so important that if you don't do it, that you get punished?
Yes.
Yes? How do you know? What's your evidence?
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
So you go from Quran and find out if there's a punishment in your shirk for the non-payment of the debt. How important is it to you? Is there punishment for not paying the debt?
Yes.
There is. What's your evidence? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you, brother, in the hereafter for not paying the zakat?
I think.
Answer is yes. We're going to go from the verse from Quran to show punishment in the hellfire, brother, simply by not paying the zakat. Number one. Number two, we're going to go into hadith exactly what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Punishment, brother. Specific punishment for not paying zakat. And the reason I said that, I'm not going to give it to you right now, just after we finish it. The reason I said that is for this question. You both agree that there's punishment for not paying zakat, right? So they're punishing in the hellfire, right? Okay. I ask you, Salami, if you have camels, you have to pay zakat on the camel.
One camel?
Camels. Let's say 100 camels. Would you have to pay zakat?
Yes.
You, Mr. Ansar, if you had 100 camels, do you have to pay zakat on the 100 camels? Yes. If the Imam says it? Yes, if the Imam says it? If your Imam makes a mistake, it might mean that you get punished in the hellfire.
Am I right?
Don't you know independently without the Imam whether you have to pay zakat or camel or not?
No.
No? You have another representative from the Ansar? Let me ask you this question. You have to pay zakat on cows. How do you know?
From Habib.
You have to pay zakat on cows?
Yes.
You do? How do you know? The Imam said it? You have to pay zakat on sheep?
Yes.
Why? So the Imam said it?
Yes.
You have to pay zakat on doodle?
No.
No? How do you know? All right. Five camels. Yeah. How much zakat do you pay?
$1,000. Put me here in $1,000.
Cash.
Full cash.
How much do you have to get?
$200.
How much do you have to pay?
$200.
All of the expenses?
Exactly $1.
All expenses, you know. It's a very frugal living, right? Is that $990? How much is that you have to pay?
One third.
What for the same person?
How much is it? First thing you have to say, very immense. He does not get any of the cash until he possesses this for 1 year. First thing you have to say, Imam, there's no zakat until you have the possession of 1 year. That's the first thing you have
to say. That statement is really very good. I'm going to let you see the state. I'm going to let you see the cut. I'm saying to you
that when you give something that is zakatable, that you must pay the zakat on, you calculate from the moment you get, and it be in your possession for 1 year. If you have $1,000 and you put it in the bank, and you save it for 1 year and you don't spend $1, then you have to pay the zakat on that $1,000. The first thing that you have to say is it's in possession for a year. Some people decide to pay the zakat before the year. Some people make intention that they make just $1,000. I'm going to pay the zakat on it right now. That's my niyyah. This is my zakat that I'm paying right now. You can do that. Even the scholars, they debate about whether you can pay it in advance, and you can. They look, this is my niyyah. Now you may not be after because you may get more, or you have less. If you get less, you can get less. You get the zakat and you pay more zakat. But the point that I want you to first get, in terms of the Islamic law, is that the zakat is paid
after possession of 1 year. So it may be that Abu Shakur has $1,000 and he may not have to pay nothing on Zakat. That's because in fact, as Sulaiman said, not enough information, all of that $1,000 may be expensive and he may spend that up, and if he spends that up, there's no problem. Now, someone comes to Abu Shakur and says, Abu Shakur, I need some money from you. Can you please give me some money? I'm in a bad state. Right? And he says, okay, no problem. I give $200. Now, what's 2.5% to the end of $100,000?
$200
away to someone, right? Leaves over $800. At the end of the year, you get $800 left. How much the cat does he have to pay? Who said 2.5% of 800 raise your hand? Who said 2.5% of 1,000 raise your hand?
Why 1,000? Because that is a thief. He's out of his own charity and that's a big of $18.
Who says he has a good loan with that? Raise your hand. You know what?
He said, yeah, he didn't have $18 for you.
He had $1,000, someone won $100, $200, he gave it to him $200, but $800 left. How many say there's a cat that he has to pay at the end of 1 year, that's $800 left? How many say there's a cat to be 2.5% of 1,000? How many say it's 2.5% of 800? How many say he has to pay anything? What do you think?
I think he has to pay the 2.5% of 1,000 because, initially, if he has $1,000 per year, if he gave somebody $200, that's Sadaqa, that's considered Sadaqa, that's not considered Potter's Jews.
Excellent. Your point is right, but the conclusion is wrong. Your point is 100% right. That is, the $200 he gave to Sadaqa had nothing to do with Zakat, because he didn't have the niyyah to say this is Zakat, this is my Zakat. If he says that this is my Zakat, $200, this is considered to me Zakat. Then he doesn't have to pay any zakat on that. Because that's the zakat that he's paying. Because the zakat is niyyah. You make the niyyah to make zakat, to pay zakat. My point is, even if you gave $1,000 away, then it's not zakat if you don't make the intention for making the zakat. You have to make the intention for zakat. Niyyah. Remember, brothers, you can always go back to niyyah. So, if you have $800 left at the end of the year, then it's 2.5% of $800. That's the right answer. That's the only point I wanted to get you to see, that I don't care how much money you give away, if you don't intend for that to be protected. Allah bless you, give you credit for Sadaqa, but not for the Zakat. No. Now, brothers, not only do we have to pay the Zakat on money, but we have to pay the cat on animals. So when you talk about animals paying the cat, then you get to see some details. I'm going to teach you one lesson.
You know, before you told, like you said, the five camels. So if you have five camels, I think in the last class you said that you have to give 2.2 whole camels.
I want to teach you some concepts, but I want to get the concept right here in mind. Abu Shakur has four camels, four beautiful camels. Let's agree now that the camels are something that you must pay for cattle. We agree. Authentic, many authentic hadith. Really, or say the hadith, you must pay the tax on the camel. In fact, brother,
And you will see in a few moments that if you don't save the cat on camels, one of the punishments on Yom Kippur will be that your camels will trample you underfoot in the hereafter forever, running over you. If you had 1,000 camels in its best health, according to Hadith, will trample over you. And another Hadith, you have to carry the camel on your back.
Not the
I don't know. I should get a camel, but Allahu Alam. Everything that I know about the punishment will be according to how many camels you had. And the people will say on the Day of Judgment, will ask Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to intercede for them. You see, I'm going to read the Hadith, and the Prophet Muhammad said, "I can't do nothing for you. I deliver the message to you." But here's a man. You know how big camels, brother? Can you imagine actually carrying a camel? You don't want to, right? And you'll see also that if you have gold and silver, if you check and you didn't finish the camp, that gold and silver will be burned, heated up, you'll be grounded with it, burned with it. You're going to go over that and beat it. So that means that Esau better tell his people, brother, that you got to pay the camp. And the problem that Esau is going to have is that if you don't get it from Hadith, you don't know. Because nowhere in the Quran will tell you how much to pay the cat for camel. And if you make the mistake and you don't pay your cat, brother, you're going to pay on Yom Kippur. You're going to pay on the Day of Judgment. So I'm saying that simply to say that you must, brother, you must read Hadith. You must read Hadith, brother, because you don't know the details of the cat or any ibadah unless you read Hadith. That's the only point that I want to make here, brother, that there are details, brother, about the payment of the zakat that you'll never know, brother, from reading Quran. You be hafiz al-Quran, brother, you can't do it. Now, four camels. We agree we have to pay zakat, right? How much zakat do you get for four camels? Depends on the value? Okay. This brings us to a concept, brother, called nisab. This is one of the most important aspects of zakat, nisab. That is, before you are required to pay zakat, that property, whether it's camel, whether it's gold, or whether it's silver, whether it's precious metal, has to meet a nisab. A nisab is that amount that is, I use the word zakatable, or taxable. There is no zakat for one camel. There is no zakat for two camels. There is no zakat for three camels. There is no zakat for four camels. The Prophet Muhammad said, except if you want to give something. But there is, the nisab for camels is five. That is, once you reach five camels, that's the nisab you must begin to pay zakat. Nisab is that amount of property that you must pay the zakat on. That minimum amount of property that you must pay the zakat on. And brothers, you're going to see that this principle of zakat is so good, it's so wonderful. It's better than taxation, and you're going to see that the cat is not tax, and it's not charity, but it's somewhere in between. The cat is not a tax, and it's not a charity, and it's somewhere in between. You're going to see that in a few moments. And two brothers, the beautiful thing about this is that if you have five camels, and you have to pay the cat, you're going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way of exchanging wealth so that four people can have something. Meaningful. You see, this is better than the charity of this world. Because you have things like camels and sheep. And cows. If a poor person gets a camel, he can do a lot with a camel. And you count. So not only giving that, giving the poor person giving $10, but when you give them the animal, think what they can do with it. Okay. So the nisab for camels is 5. Nisab is that amount of property that you have that becomes the tax issue. If you don't reach a nisab, you don't have to pay the debt. If you don't reach the nisab, you don't have to pay the debt. No. Brothers, when I reach the number, tell me when you think the nisab is of peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
31, 32, 33,
34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
You have to have 40
feet
before you give
the nisab. 39 feet, you don't have to pay any of the tax at all. Once you reach the nisab of peace is 40. Once you reach 40 feet, then you have to begin to pay the tax. Again, when we talk about 40 is what thing? Nisab. 40 would be nisab. That is, there's a taxable amount. So if you don't pay the tax until you reach a nisab, and if you solve the peace, is 40. Once you reach 40, then you have to pay the tax.
What is the difference, the difference between camels and sheep? I mean, why is the camels and why is it so hard to...
Well, camels are more expensive than sheep. Much more expensive. It's infinitely more expensive than
sheep. So that's what we're doing.
Now, how? Do you think that the nisab for cows would be more than 40 or less than 40?
Yes, good, very good. So you'd love to think that.
Do you think the nisab for cows would be more than 5 or less than 5?
More, good, very good.
The nisab for cows is 30. Once you reach 30 pounds, you have to start paying the tax.
Now, brothers, here comes the complexity.
How much does the tax you pay on camels? How much does the tax you pay on sheep? And how much does the tax you pay on cows? All depends how many camels, how many pounds, how many sheep you have. You will find out what it's on.
You're saying that if you have all three, then it's a certain amount to pay. Even if you have a 43, 30 cows, and 5 cows, then there's a certain amount of inventory.
If you have in your possession 5 camels, 40 sheep, and 30 cows, you have to pay the debt for the camels, the debt for the cows, and the debt for the sheep. Now, it all depends on how much you have of each to determine what the tax, how much the tax left to pay. For instance, does anyone know the tax that you have to pay if you have 5 camels? What's the nisab of camels?
5.
I mean, once you need 5 camels, you have to pay the tax, right? Does anybody know what you have to pay? think it's 1 feet.
Yes. You say camel,
okay.
What do you, but it all depends on how many camels you have. So if you have 100 camels, you don't think feet. What do you say? Camel. So we're going to the detail, right? And that's why you know that it's divine. Because you can't figure this stuff out. These people get in trouble, brother, if they have these animals. And they don't accept how could they figure out what Zakat. And you know what? And if they don't pay it, brother, Allah will punish them when they don't pay them. And they are fine, brother, for not paying the Zakat. Because the only way you know the details of Zakat is what the Prophet Muhammad told them. Look at the Quran. Afim Musarabwa, I choose Zakat. Afim Musarabwa, I choose Zakat. How do you know how much? What's the detail? Allah be given it, accept your son, obey the messenger. The messenger speaks. Okay. Muslim, explain to me what Nisab means.
Nisab is the 76.
Say again?
We saw three. It's going to be paid to cut. Because, of course, the problem is the end. To be sweet. Salad. Or. That's the
government. Okay, one more time. I want to start understanding. Brother, but Ahmed just came in. He just came in. Explain to him what you saw here.
You saw the form of the path that you pay according to your property. So if you treat cattle or house, if you own.
Okay, well, no,
is that level that you have to reach first, even before you have to do it. If you know the Nisab, you have to reach the Nisab. Sorry? What's the Nisab for
Khan? Sir, what's the Nisab for Khan? Sir, what's the Nisab for Khan? Now, let's just put the Nisab for gold and silver, and then we'll shut our video on our way. The Nisab of gold. If you have less than 20 dinars of gold, then there's no zakat. Once you reach 20 dinars, then the zakat is 2.5%. In fact, gold. Dinars. Now what we're going to have to do, brothers, I haven't done it yet, we're going to have to convert these dinars into today's time, terminology.
Once you reach 20 dinars, you have to pay 2.5%.
Oh, by the way, brother, let me talk to you about this.
If you have 10 pounds, and you say that you can't,
Let's get into the daddy to say what is true. How many families do you have left? No, you've got a 10 families. Right? And you, at one end of the year, you have 10 families. You have to pay with the cash. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Let's say that the cash is one family. I'll put it that way. Let's say that the cash is one family. No, I don't want to do that. Let's say that the cash is one suit. I'm not going to do that. Right? You got how many camels? 10 camels, right? Keep it for 1 year. That means you have to pay the town on it, right? Because the minimum is 1 year in your possession. So you pay one suit. The next year you keep the same 10 camels. Right? You have the same 10 camels. You then use the cash the next year on those 10 camels. What is it? That is, as long as you have the possession for your entire life, every year, even the same possession, is the cat over and over again. So it's not like once they got me ready, then I gave them it. They might have gotten last year. No. Every year. Every year. As long as you keep the possession, as long as you have more than your share, more than the nisab, you must pay the cat. Forever until Yom Kippur. We have to find out what the details are. It's not like after all, must be two. It's not like that. And you'll see it. It's like, logically, you say, well, 5J one sheet and 7J two sheet, right? It doesn't happen like that. That's what I'm going to show you. You have to get the details and talk to Muhammad all the time. It's not something you make up.
That's why I tell you, brother, is that. You know, you must obey the prophet. You must obey Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you don't, brother, honestly, brother, we'd be committing so much sin that we don't even realize. Okay. Let's go to two.
The nisab of silver is 200 dirhams. Again, you're going to have to transform dirhams into U.S. currency. That is, there's no zakat on silver and keeping these 200 dirhams. Whatever amount that is, once you use 200 dirhams, you have to start paying zakat, and again, the percentage is 2.5%.
When did people on the earth begin paying the zakat?
When did people on the earth begin paying the zakat? Is zakat something new with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is zakat something that Prophet Muhammad introduced? I was in Winnipeg, Canada, and I was in a session and there were three speakers, and I was one of the people performing the same session with people. He said that, yes, you know, Islam is the newest religion. And, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the signs of Prophet Muhammad, and the newest religion is Al-Islam. Now, I sat there, and I was the next speaker. Should I make any comment on what he said? Then? He said yes?
Yes.
Why?
Huh?
It's the only religion. Islam is not new. Islam is not new. The Quran is the latest revelation, but Islam is not the newest religion. What was religion of Jesus? Islam. What was the religion of Moses? What was the religion of Ibrahim? Noah. Prophet Adam was Adam, a late Islam is the only religion. So I have to message him. I put in a nice way. I said, brother, I just want to make a statement about what you said publicly because you made a statement publicly. And I know what you, I understand what you probably meant. But Islam is not the newest religion, but it's it's the only religion. It's the oldest and in fact the only religion. Religion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al Islam. And brothers, you were clear that this fellow is the
king. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that comes from?
Exactly.
Let me just put evidence from the Quran, chapter 19, verse 30. This is what Isa speaking, alayhi salam. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed me wherever I may be and has enjoined him in prayer and in zakat, as long as I live. Jesus told the people to make salat and pay zakat.
وَعَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ and establish salat and take the zakat. Who do not speak into
it? Huh? Alhamdulillah. That's not the right answer though. The answer is still the
issue. Then it's fine. وَعَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ.
By the way, let me just put something on the board. This will be helpful to you, I believe. From what verb? Bana. Bana means to build, but he was right. Bunya, it is built, passive form, right? Okay. Nice. Give me the hadith again. Bunya? Ha! By what? Ha! Say it again.
إقامة الصلاة.
Go ahead, continue. Stop. Why what? Say it again. إقامة زكاة 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 إقامة إقامة زكاة إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة. Okay, I want you to look at these words here. إقامة الصلاة. I just said in the Quran, أقيموا وآتوا what's the difference between Iskami and Afimu? What's the difference between Iskami and Afimu? I think that's what the Quran says. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ
I think one is, established and one is to pay. Means establishing Salah.
Okay.
And Isamu Zakat is to pay the Zakat.
That's right. But I want you to make it a little clear. Ali, I want you to, you have to know this. Mandatory, you can know this. Yeah.
I think the difference is just in the first two words, I'm not able to send it to you.
Okay.
Isamu is
this one?
The
Qamit is order. And what's Aqimu? It's just the opposite. This is the commandment. Yeah, and I want to show you this. How in Arabic, nouns are derived from verbs. Right? The verb here is
in the word aqama means to establish, or he established. Aqama.
Right?
Iqami is the establishment, is the noun.
Huh? So if you look in the dictionary, you look under the word aqama. First form. The fourth form, you look under Aqama
means to establish.
Right?
So the word is Aqama means he established.
Now,
if you look under the verbal noun of this, the noun would be Iqamu. That's the verbal noun. But if you wanted to see the command form, he sends it to Aqimu.
See, once you learn these, brother, you don't have to write any of this down. This is extra stuff, right? Once you understand the Arabic language, brother, when you read the Quran, you see Allah saying, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Allah saying, make salat. Establish, I'm ordering you. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And give zakat. So atu means to give, is a commandment. Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakat. And establish salat and pay the zakat. You see, whenever you see the form like that, atu, Allah saying give. Atu comes from the verb atan. Atan to give. Ita'a is giving. This is the noun. Don't worry about this, brother. I don't want to confuse you. The cat is confusing enough. You don't need this. I just want to just put that on the board. When you have a brother studying Arabic. By the way, brother, Abdul Hakim, started in Arabic class. So he actually started already for some brothers. Maybe a good opportunity. He mentioned maybe after Juma. Maybe a good opportunity to study Arabic. And he'll go on to that, he'll go on a nice place. How do you find him as a teacher?
He's excellent. He said he's going to start with like a school stage, you know, with all the good and the good and the good and the
great. Okay. So brothers, you might want to do that. So that verse says, chapter 283, Allah SWT is warning the children of Israel to pay the zakat. Also, you see in the ayat of the Quran, we'll also find out what our orders to Prophet Ibrahim and others to say the zakat there. The point that I'm making here, zakat is not new. Christians have to say, so-called Christians and Jews, they were ordered to say zakat. And this is why brothers, that they need Prophet Muhammad, so we told them to give them the zakat of zakat. Zakat is nothing new. Even the Hajj is not new.
it began with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam after him, but everyone else had to make Hajj too. Hajj is not nothing new. People think, oh, Hajj, that's Muslim. No. This is the commandment they had. Because remember, during Prophet Muhammad's time, they were making pilgrimage. But they were making a nation. And they had destroyed the pilgrimage. Actually, they were going to say Prophet Muhammad and things like that. They were doing that. But they were doing it wrong. So Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, came and corrected the pilgrimage. And came and corrected the salat and the fast and everything like that. Let's just say this.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ
Fast and subscribe to you, even as it was prescribed for those who came before you, in order that you may learn taqwa. So again, all of these principles, the Surah of Islam, brother, not new. They're not new. We don't have a new religion. That's why, brother, we're the best thing that happened to the Christians and Jews. We can bring them back to Allah and Jesus. Okay. Now let me just give a couple of points, brothers, about the punishment, and then we'll continue. We'll just give a few details about this test.
I just want to remind you, brothers, again, that I told you the first class we had was the test.
How many sometimes you see in the book, instead of saying Zakat, you see Zakat?
That's what I've been writing, like that, Zakat.
Which one is correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
Look,
you
can't think of it. I think one is the plural and one is the, you know. That's good. You know, he always says, you know, what is.
The only difference is pronunciation. Both of them are correct. If you read a sentence and you say something, the cat. The captain sister. It is at the end of this word is called a ta marbuta. Ta marbuta is that which, if you stop and pause, the teeth take the eight sound. So if you just read the word the cat, you don't say the cat. It's the cat. But if you continue to read the next word, Ari six, the cat fully. Six of them. Adam was in the building. That's not point, really. Adam was in the building. And in writing, actually, the cat is correct. And pronunciation is the cat. Anywhere you want to put above it, okay. The point that I'm putting here on the board is that in the Quran, sometimes sabaka means the cat. And sometimes sabaka means the sabaka itself. That is the difference between sabaka. Sabaka is usually voluntary. Charity that you give on your own. Like you mentioned in the case that I did before. He gave $1,000 and gave $200. He said, hey, that's Sadaka. Sadaka is that you never give something to someone, it's Sadaka. Right? Sometimes in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Sadaka, he means exactly the cat. Sometimes he means Sadaka. Or the context. And this is how we go into class and we'll talk about some of the different points. Where the difference is mentioned. Let me give you one, this is going to be one of the major ones that we're going to deal about. Chapter 9, verse 60. Chapter 9, verse 60.
إِنَّمَا صَدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِنِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلِّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي السَّبِيلِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Verily the sadaqa is for the poor and for the needy, etc. We talked about that last time. That sadaqa there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the cat. According to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. You've got some questions that I left out about. It's very critical. Both of us correct.
Now, one other point, brother. The word zakat comes from the word zakat, which is a verb. Zakat. Zakat means to purify.
And when you say zakat, it has to be purified as after the law. If you have wealth, brother, if you have, after 1 year in your possession, wealth, if you don't pay the zakat, so the zakat is due, all the wealth is unpurified in the Quran. You actually make your wealth legal by paying the zakat. You purify that wealth. That is, if you don't have, brother, some people have in the bank year after year after year, thousands and thousands, millions of dollars, and they don't pay the zakat. Okay? None of their wealth is pure. And actually, you purify the wealth by paying the zakat. You purify yourself once a year by making fasting on the month of Ramadan. You purify yourself by making salat. How you purify your wealth? You pay the zakat. If you don't pay the zakat, brother, your wealth is no good. Brother, you're saying that your wealth is impure. You purify your wealth with paying the zakat. And then you say, you look at it as something like a debt of cleaning, and cut it off.
I want to give this money. I don't mean that, man. I mean that, it means that the wealth is not. The best way I can say, brother, is that you're not purified, but you're not purified the wealth. Instead of, when you give it away, just give away the zakat. By the way, let's say that you waited a whole year and you didn't pay the zakat, right? And 2 years went by, you didn't pay the zakat. But being a thoughtful, I learned the lesson now, I was supposed to pay the zakat. You can go back and pay it. In other words, you can compute and say that, you know, last year I was supposed to pay the zakat. Pay it then. That's acceptable. By the way. So, it's never too late. You're supposed to pay it on time within that year. But it's never too late. Whatever you know, whenever you realize, when you pay the zakat, it's
coming off now, almost in your feet. So how are you supposed to be paying it on? How much you pay?
See, brothers, you know, here's where it comes a little bit, you see, brothers, I'll say one thing about zakat. You gotta know some mathematics, you gotta know how to document things. Because every day you're getting something, right? Yes. Every day you're getting something. And it's not like today, you know, January 1st, you get all your property. And so next, you know, 1991. So therefore, January 1992, you say, okay, let me make my calculation. You get things January, February, March, April, May, June, July. So, you may have to pay, you may get in January, 5 camels, right? And then get 40 sheep in February. And then get 30 cows in June. Now, when does the zakat on the cows become due? June 92, not January 92. January 92, the zakat on the camels become due. So you have to calculate. You understand? Because it's 1 year of that particular possession. Not of everything. So the moment that you begin, you get the item. You have 1 year to keep that item. Then the zakat becomes due on that.
What about chickens or something like that?
So we'll talk about what chickens is accountable. Right? We'll go there. We'll do that. We'll come to that. You want to pay some zakat? You got some chicken?
No, you say everything else, and I'm saying, now the Muslims eat a lot of chicken.
No, you got to have it, whatever it is, you got to have it for, like, for sale and things like that, not to eat.
What about zakat, like income tax is getting ready to be done. Now, you when you get the income tax back, you gotta give a percentage of that?
Am I allowed to give my property away? Of course I am. Right? And my wife gets the camera. She gets the camera, right? She just got it. Does she have to pay the camera?
No.
Why? She has not up. So she keeps it for 1 year or not 1 day? Get her eyes. Guess what? I'm making a gift. Five cameras. Come on now. Come on now. Technically, are they correct? Technically? But do Allah see? Yes. The cat evades him. The cat evades him. Brother, Allah sees it. Allah sees it. Allah knows the games we play. Allah knows. I keep talking. A lot of times what you're talking about, brother, is Jamiya. You're not purifying yourself. You're a dead brother. You and your wife can be punished. You and your wife, brother, are going to be punished for playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, you can't play. And people can do that. People play games like that, brother. They transfer funds and things like that. Transfer to this and transfer to that. I think the boys look at it. Stop playing.